Without understanding of the landscape of the inner states, which in itself points to both understanding of who we really are and our relationship with the ultimate reality, and of those different doorways through which we reach unity with the ultimate. It is very difficult to truly progress on the path close to impossible. Most seekers, they rely on what we can call luck in order to reach any type of transformation or awakening. And even if they have this luck, and they do experience amount of transformation or awakening because of the lack of understanding, it is almost impossible for them to embody their realization in a complete, profound way. It is as if they don't know what they experience. They know that they feel perhaps more exalted, better, they're in a better place or different place. But they cannot see it in the context of holistic evolution. One has to be indeed lucky on the spiritual path to receive the type of assistance or even conceptual tools through which the necessary clarity can emerge. But this luck is meaningless unless we engage our spiritual intelligence in the desire, willing fullness to truly understand, to truly see, to truly comprehend the inner territory. As you know, most teachings are simplistic in their nature, not seeing the intricacy of our human evolution towards wholeness and transcendence. It is not that they are incorrect, they are simply simplistic or one-dimensional. Who am I? How to be? What it means to be? How to go beyond the mind? And which experiences beyond the mind are truly relevant, which reflect our true nature, and which are just distractions, pitfalls, illusions? There are so many possibilities. How can we reach clarity? How can we know what is real? How can we know how to assist our evolution in a most efficient, precise, effective way? The understanding that we pursue is not an exercise of our ego. It's not like another acquisition of knowledge. It's not like understanding of different laws governing universe, the nature of matter. This understanding is our life. It is required for us to be truly alive. It's absolutely practical. It secures our spiritual survival in the plane of forgetfulness. Without it, one is doomed. This time as we sit, we pay more attention to the quality of being, connecting to the belly breathing, empowering our sense of hara, letting go towards the ground of existence, the center of gravity of all things, the source, the absolute. Surrender to the absolute is not an emotional act. It's not even an act of relaxation. It is a profound art of letting go, which has a very precise, accurate direction. Where is the source? Where is the Absolute? One can say it is everywhere, but is it so? Everywhere is just a concept. It sounds good, but it means nothing. What is everywhere is more unconsciousness is everywhere, like a disease. How can we travel to the source? What kind of transportation we require? How can we move from here to the now and to the source of the now? You can just sit, you can just be, and nothing happens in terms of your evolution. There's no positive movement towards reality. Just being, doing nothing. Is one of the aspects of meditation, but another aspect is the precision of surrender, which is clearly directed towards the source. Breathing, connecting to the center in your lower belly, empowering it, revitalizing it, placing your, not just your attention, but your sense of identity in that center. Hara is both, it is a center of the vital force and it is a doorway to the beyond. Concentrating on Hara will strengthen our vital force, but it will not manifest surrender. The art of surrender is a a very precise process of empowering our aspect of being and simultaneously dissolving it in its very source. With each exhalation, letting go to the very limits of the experience of being, and as these limits are reached, letting go even more. It's like you are letting go of the one who reached the limits of letting go. He cannot let go anymore. In facing this inability to surrender anymore, he exercises his last act of will. To surrender itself completely. And suddenly something opens up that is beyond our will, beyond our effort. One thing is usually not understood, that in that process of surrender to the source, we are not only at some point reaching unity with the source, we are giving birth, activating, awakening that very aspect of our existence which is capable of reaching that unity, which is being, aspect of the soul. How an ordinary person can experience the Absolute if he or she does not have any beingness, has no being aspect. So it is not just that we are reaching unity, that which is supposed to reach unity has to be born first. Only our soul can experience unity with the Source. Awakening to our soul is directly proportionate to the depth of surrender. The more the soul is in a state of surrender, the more she can actualize her true nature. One can experience the soul without being in the state of absence, but one cannot be the soul, because the soul can be experienced only in the space beyond self-reference, in the space of absorption in the ultimate. Breathing and letting go. those who have moved to the absolute state. That state has to be totally embodied. Everything that you do has to come out, has to manifest from the state of absence. And not only that, you are not merely resting in the absolute, you are constantly surrendering to it. Surrendering to the absolute in each instant is the only correct way to be. And when this surrendering is fully integrated, it's not a choice, it is just happening by itself. It's like your physical body is constantly surrendering to the gravity of the earth. You are not really consciously surrendering to the weight of your physical body. It's simply how it is. In a similar way, the soul is all the time pulled by the absolute and is magnifying that pull by being naturally constantly in a state of surrender. The paradox of surrender is that through our surrender, we are not simply dissolving, we become empowered to be our true self. It is that unconditional energy, universal energy, into which we surrender, that is being transmitted into our individual existence, so we can give birth to our soul. And soul is a powerful being. She has a strength. because she is a part of the Absolute Reality. She is like a mountain of self that nothing can touch from the relative